Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yod. Okay, so now we have to take out the Emrim. Those are the inside parts that go up onto the Mizbeach. Kirai. At this point, he tore it open. V'haitzi Emurav. And he removed the parts that go up on the Mizbeach. The special Chalavim, the special fats that go up on the Mizbeach. Now, he didn't carry it with his hands all the way to the Mizbeach. Misanai B'magis. It was put into a plate. And from there, they were makdrit on the Mizbeach. So, the Mishnah Vayitra, Yatzis Akat Rishani, the first group went out. Now it's Shabbos. So on Shabbos, they couldn't bring their Karban Pesach back to their homes. They can go anywhere in Yerushalayim with the Karban Pesach, as long as they're in the Chayma. But now we have a problem on Shabbos, because you can't carry on Shabbos. Although Yerushalayim was surrounded by a wall, and it would be considered a Shusha Yachid, but you still had to make an Eruv Chatzeiras. So for whatever reason, and there are different reasons given in the Paiskim, they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeiras, so they couldn't carry. So what does everyone do? They have to wait for Matzah Shabbos to be able to roast it anyway, but where did they stay? Where did they wait? So the Mishnah explains as follows. Yatzis HaKat Rishani, the first group went out of the Yasod, of Yashvila B'Harabayis. They waited on the Harabayis. Shnia, the second group came out, and they waited by Chayl. Where's the Chayl? Well, 10 amas away from the Yazara, there was a low wooden kind of a mechitza called the Sayrig, and the place in between the Sayrig and the Yazara was called the Chayl. So the first group went out to the Harabayis, the second group went out of the Yazara and stopped in the Chayl, Vashlishis, and the third group, Bimakai Maimedes, they remained where they were in the Yazara. Now some point out, notice it says that the first group went out and they sat down in the Harabayas. The second group in the Chayl, that area in between the wall of the Azara and that Mechitza. In regard to the third group, it doesn't say Yosheves, it says B'makayim La'imedes. Now, Pashup Shad, it means to say that, well, they stood where they were. They couldn't go anywhere. Rabbi Kiveiga explains, there is a halacha that only kings from Malchus Beis David are allowed to sit in the Azara. Everyone else has to stand. Only descendants of Malchus Beis David. So we see how meduyik the lashon is for this third group, the Deitaka, had to remain standing. So the Mishnah Vayter Chashecha, once it was Mitzvah Shabbos, Yatzu Vetzalu Es Pizchayim, everyone went out and roasted their Karban Pesach. So quickly, Chazrig, what we learned in this last mission of the Peirik, now that the animal was shechted and flayed, they would open it up, take out the emrin that go up on the Mizbeach, was put into a special plate. From there, they were makdrit on the Mizbeach. When the first cut was finished, they could come out and remain in the Harabayis. They couldn't carry it home yet because it was Shabbos. Second group would wait in the Chayl, that's the area between a special Mechitza and the walls of the Azara. The third group just remained in the Azara until it turned Mitzvah Shabbos. That's when they all left and proceeded to the next Chaylik of the Mitzvah of roasting the Karban Pesach. And that's because the roasting of the Karban Pesach was not Deicha Shabbos.